Hey, grown-ups. Guess what? We have got a whole new podcast. Each week, I am going to read a chapter from the original story, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, by Lewis Carroll, and share it exclusively with our Patreon members. Take a journey with Alice as she falls down the rabbit hole, sips tea with the Mad Hatter, and plays a game of croquet with the Queen of Hearts. To listen, head to patreon.com/girltales and join Team Alice or Above. That's patreon.com/girltales and join Team Alice or Above. See you in Wonderland. Hey, Tailblazers, I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a kids' podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. Before we get started, I want to wish a very happy birthday to Imogen. Imogen, I hope your birthday is wonderful. And I've got to send a special shout out to Alicia. Imogen and Alicia, thank you so much for listening to Girl Tales. It means so, so, so much to me. Grown-ups, Girl Tales is brought to you by families like yours. If you'd like to hear your child's name at the top of our next episode, head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today. Now on to our episode. This is The Gruff Goat. Enjoy! I would like to tell you about a friend of mine. Her name is Sasha, and she is a goat. She lives here in freshwater at old Farmer McDonald's farm with Holly Cow. Well, Sasha the goat is one heck of a goat. First of all, she's bigger than almost any other goat I have ever met. She has a big pair of horns on top of her head, long legs, and a big, strong body. But that's not all. Sasha is also incredibly smart. She can figure out puzzles and locks, and she even cans her own jams, jellies, and preserves. If you're lucky, she gives you some of her blackberry jam as a present on your birthday. If you ever come to Freshwater, you can meet Sasha on McDonald's farm. And you'll see, she is as tall as a grown-up human person. But she is also very gentle and happily eats grass right out of your hand. But Sasha wasn't always so gentle. A short while ago, Sasha was about the meanest, most gruff goat in town. Once, she headbutted and knocked down a fence that Farmer McDonald was building. And when Holly Cow asked her why, she just shrugged and said,
"I felt like it."
Another time I was visiting Holly Cow at old McDonald's farm, and Sasha didn't say a word. She just chomp. Took a bite of my hair right out of my ponytail. Now, Sasha never hurt anybody, but I gave her a wide berth after she ate some of my hair. Most people and animals gave Sasha a wide berth. They wanted to stay far away because she was so irritable and sour. But there was a reason she was so ornery and mad all the time, you see. Sasha wasn't the only goat in Freshwater, but she was the biggest, even when she was a kid. Young goats are called kids. And I don't know if you've spent a lot of time around young goats, but they can say and do mean things sometimes. And the other kids in Freshwater were pretty mean to Sasha, especially her classmates at school. Yes, goats go to school. Some of Sasha's classmates said things that were hurtful. They called her Scary Sasha and Giant Goat. Sometimes they sang a mean little song.
Giant Sasha, Scary Sasha, you're a giant goat.
Sasha would cry and run to the far corner of the farmyard. When she got home from school, her parents tried to help her feel better, but nothing seemed to help. Sasha was sad and wished the other kids would stop teasing her about her size. She couldn't help it that she was a big goat. Still, the other kids would sing that mean song and say those mean words, and poor Sasha would cry and run to the far corner of the farmyard. One day, the other kids were taunting Sasha again, but this time, instead of crying and running to the far corner of the farmyard, Sasha's great big feeling of sadness turned into a great big feeling of madness. She reared up on her hind legs as tall as she could, which was much taller than the other kids, and bellowed in a big voice,
"Leave me alone!"
Her voice was so big, and she was rearing up so high that the other kids got scared, and they ran to the far corner of the farmyard. From that day on, Sasha decided to be a gruff goat, and a rough and tough goat. And then nobody could hurt her feelings anymore. Sasha would walk around the farmyard and stomp on other kids' toys. She pushed her way to the front of the line for hay at lunchtime.
Ow!
Hey!
Watch it!
Sasha was rude to the other kids, even the ones who hadn't even said mean things to her. Sasha's parents noticed something was different about her, but when they asked if the other kids were bothering her, Sasha said,
"That's all finished. They wouldn't dare."
After a little while, Sasha became known for being gruff and being rough and tough, and all the other kids gave her a wide berth. Sasha said to herself,
"Good riddance. Those other kids are mean, and I don't need any friends anyway. I can take care of myself."
But she felt a little twinge of sadness in her heart and wished that someone would be her friend. Well, one day, Sasha's class was going on a field trip. Yes, of course, goats go on field trips. They go to school, don't they? They were going to eat all the brush in a field on the other side of freshwater, and each kid had a walking buddy for the trip. Sasha actually had two walking buddies, two billy goats. That means boy goats, named Jeffrey and Tim. Jeffrey and Tim were a bit scared of Sasha because they knew she was a gruff and rough and tough goat. So Jeffrey and Tim stayed a little ahead of Sasha, and she ended up walking by herself.
"I don't care that I'm walking alone," Sasha thought to herself.
But she did wish a little bit that she had someone to talk to on the long walk. The whole goat class walked across freshwater toward the field. But Jeffrey and Tim wanted to get there first, to get the best brush. Tim heard there were blackberry bushes, which are goats' most favorite treat. They knew they were supposed to stay with the group, but they decided to take a shortcut. Sasha was following behind them, and she was lost in her own thoughts, so she didn't notice that they were separating from the group. Now, this shortcut was a bad idea. Their teacher would never take them on this shortcut, and I will tell you why. This shortcut took the goats across a little bridge. Oh, what's so bad about a little bridge, you ask? The bridge was guarded by a very mean, very scary troll. Yes, we have trolls in freshwater, and some are very nice, but this one in particular was very mean. And I hate to say it, but the troll guarding the bridge smells, pretty awful. The troll that guards the bridge smells like moldy cheese and wet socks. Ew. And that's the shortcut Jeffrey and Tim were taking, with Sasha walking along behind them. Well, as you might have guessed, the billy goats arrived at the bridge first. They started to cross when they heard a raspy voice and smelled a stinky smell.
"Who is crossing my bridge?"
Jeffrey and Tim were shaking in their cloven hooves.
I hope it's some delicious kids for me to eat.
Jeffrey and Tim screamed and ran across the bridge. Tim yelled as they ran, "There's a much bigger goat coming behind us! Eat her!" The troll said, as he watched Jeffrey and Tim scamper toward the field with the blackberry bushes. Soon enough, Sasha came stomping along. She got to the bridge and looked around. She didn't see Jeffrey or Tim anywhere.
"Figures," Sasha said. "They left me behind because they're scared of me. Don't they understand I have to be mean so my feelings won't get hurt? But when I'm mean, nobody wants to spend time with me."
Sasha heard a raspy voice and smelled a stinky smell.
"Who is crossing my bridge?"
"Sasha the goat," Sasha said.
"I hope you are a delicious kid because I'm going to eat you."
Sasha paused. She thought whoever was saying these things sounded gruff and rough and tough. And that's what people thought about her. But she wasn't really gruff and rough and tough. She just acted that way to keep her feelings safe. Maybe this person was doing the same thing.
"Well, I am a kid, but I hope you won't eat me because I like being uneaten."
Silence. Then the troll peeked out from under the bridge.
"Aren't you scared?" asked the troll.
"Well, I was at first, but to be honest, lots of my classmates are scared of me because I act gruff and rough and tough. But really, I wish I had a friend."
Sasha felt a weight off her shoulders when she admitted that to the troll.
"People are scared of me, too. They used to come and throw rocks at me and told me I smelled, so I started saying I was going to eat them. But I'm a vegetarian," explained the troll.
"What's your name?" asked Sasha.
"Trevor," said the troll.
Soon, Sasha and Trevor the troll were chatting away on the bridge, sharing their stories and their feelings. They were listening to each other, and they both felt a lot better having someone to talk to. Trevor explained that he lived under the bridge to be near the blackberry bushes. He made jam from the berries. He offered some to Sasha, and she thought it was the most delicious jam she had ever eaten. So Trevor showed her how to make blackberry jam. They were having a splendid time. Eventually, Sasha's teacher appeared at the top of the hill with Jeffrey and Tim. Jeffrey and Tim were crying. It turns out they thought that Trevor the troll had really eaten Sasha, and they were sure it was all their fault. But then they saw Sasha and the troll talking, and they were amazed. Jeffrey said,
"The troll didn't eat Sasha."
Tim said,
"Sasha didn't eat the troll."
Sasha and Trevor started laughing. They laughed and laughed and laughed, and all of Freshwater echoed with their laughter. After that day, Sasha became a lot more gentle. She fixed the toys she had broken, and she let the littler kids go first in the line for hay at lunchtime. When other kids said mean things to her, which was rare, she would still feel hurt. Then she would stand her ground and say this,
"You hurt my feelings. Please, don't say that again."
And most of the time, the other kids listened. Sasha and Trevor the troll became great friends. Trevor doesn't threaten to eat anyone anymore, and he and Sasha go on adventures. They tell each other stories, gather blackberries, and make jam together. Nowadays, Sasha would never eat a bite out of anyone's ponytail. She is friendly to everyone, and whenever anybody points out that she is a very big goat, she just says,
"Why, yes, I am,"
and offers them some of her and Trevor the Troll's homemade blackberry jam. That was The Gruff Goat, written and produced by Tessa Flannery. Executive produced and performed by me, Rebecca Cunningham. Original theme music by Eli Denby Wood and Amy Geisbers Van Wyk. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. And hey, if you loved this story, share it with a friend. Oh, and remember, I believe in you.
There's always a day when you feel like giving up, and so many moments you think you're not enough, but you gotta remember, yeah, you gotta remember. Being a princess ain't about the dresses. Being a princess is bigger than a crown. Yeah, being a princess is doing your best. It takes kindness. It's honest, it's respect. When the sun's gone, hold on to your light. You're not alone. Us girls can be strong in the night. You gotta remember. Gotta remember being a princess.